ప్రేమస్వరూపులారా,
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విద్ ఇన్, నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్, ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Salam dear listeners, and welcome once again to Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. Today is October 25th, 2018. The Saturday that went by was a very, very significant one. It was the 20th of October, the day when the little Satyanarayan Raju decided to finally declare to the world who he really is. 20th October 1940, the day he enunciated his advent with the beautiful song Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam. Swami so clearly said, forget everything else and just concentrate your mind on the feet of the Lord. That is the only thing that matters in this world. That is the only thing that will end all our sorrows. The only thing that can give us everlasting bliss. And there are so many who have been so immensely inspired to walk on this path. In fact, the very fact that you are listening to this program and I am here sharing this, it is only because he has touched us and we want to be transformed. We want to dedicate our lives to him, to his work, to his mission, to his glory. In the previous episode of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside, I shared with you stories of five former students of Bhagwan's University who are now serving in his hospital in Bengaluru in Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences. And they shared what inspired them to forget their careers outside and become a carrier of his message. It was the series Utsah, the drive to dedicate oneself to Sai. Today I have for you more such inspiring conversations again with alumni of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. In fact, there are close to 270 boys who, after their completion of education in various institutions in Prashantanalayam, Brindavan and Mudanalli, are now serving directly in his mission in these places. And today I'm going to play three such conversations which we recorded very recently. We will begin with this short Utsah episode that I had with Brother Sai Prakash, who in fact was among the first set of boys who joined Radio Sai way back in 2001. He did his entire education at the Lotus Feet of Bhagwan, right from his primary school days till his post-graduation, KG to PG, as Bhagwan used to say. And after that, got the opportunity to join Radio Sai. So here is what inspires him to every morning come to Radio Sai with renewed enthusiasm, with the renewed dedication, with the renewed joy.
Sai Prakash, tell me, after you did your entire studies here, you never had the thought that, okay, I have seen enough of this place, let me go out, let me explore.
Well, I don't know how to put it, but somehow or the other, that was never an option.
Wow, it was never an option in your mind.
It was not an option in my mind because Swami was there, and then the whole idea was to stay with Swami and to serve him as much as we can.
So he had really captured you so much that you felt, my life is meant for this place.
Well, that's his blessing as well.
That is his blessing, yes. He has to give the opportunity. But when you finished your MSc, how did it happen that you joined Radio Sai? You know, what was that landmark moment which changed your life?
After I completed my MSc, I was in the bhajan group as playing harmonium, and I was also, I had the opportunity to play sitar in the mandir. That was before the bhajans. And that was going on. And so we were just waiting. We were waiting boys. So a few months passed, and then Swami would call us once in a while. And it's a different time Swami would, you know, kind of prompt and give different leads to see whether, you know, we would go
where our thought process,
which direction we would go in. And it's interesting you ask that, because when I was in my undergraduate, when we went to Kodaikanal, you were there in the trip with Swami. Swami said, you are bioscience boy, you do MBBS. become a doctor.
Oh, wow.
And so then I said, okay, Swami. And then Swami actually fixed my coach. Swami said, Anil Kumar, you are his coach, bioscience.
Professor Anil Kumar, who is also a bioscience professor.
So Swami told he will coach you and all that.
Wow.
And so I thought, that's it.
You are okay with that?
And absolutely. I mean, Swami said,
Swami wants.
Swami
yes.
wanted me to become a doctor. I said, fine. And then Swami called us for an interview. At that time, I asked Swami, Swami, should I go now for medical or there are two more years? I can do
Someday you can extend your
I can extend my stay, MSc.
Yes.
And Swami said, after MSc you should go.
Okay, wow.
Do MSc, after MSc you go, that's the right age for medical, so you do MSc. Then I said, wow, fantastic, 2 years I got extension.
Yes.
And I did my MSc, the whole idea was to stay with Swami. And after MSc, so after all that, when during our waiting period, Swami called one day and Swami said, see, you wanted to study some MBBS and all that. So doctor chestan antive, you said you will do some MBBS. What happened to your doctor, this thing? Then I said, for a second I just paused and I thought, Swami, I'm ready to study anything in order to stay with you.
That just came.
I
study anything.
That's what. So, in fact, I kind of patted myself on the back. I said, "Swami, to undertan ki evanna chadutano." I just told that, and I thought, "Wow, what an answer!" But instantly, Swami gave one reverse googly.
And
Swami said, "Ray, Swami, to undertan ki chaduva avasarama." He asked.
Oh, wow.
So he said,
you should translate this.
He said, do you need education? Do you need any studies, any kind of knowledge, any kind of ability in order to stay with Swami? So that was such a deep message. And
to stay with Swami, you don't need any external paraphernalia.
Absolutely. And so he said, that has got nothing to do with this.
Wow.
And you were asking this question as to how did you feel that this is your place and you never had this inclination to God. Initially, you know, I was... a little bit, I would say, immature about this whole concept. And you know, when people would stay here with Swami and then eventually they would leave and go. So I used to keep wondering, how is this possible? Like, how is it possible that if you are really so deeply in love with Swami and you want to stay here, I did not understand then that staying here and serving Swami is the same as going out and serving Swami as well.
Yes.
And so that time the, you know, your understanding was quite limited and I kind of struggled with this for a long time.
Yes.
And then I realized that staying here is one opportunity.
Yes.
Going out is another opportunity.
Yes.
And I think everything depends on your attitude and how you take it. If you're still in connect with Swami, if you're serving Swami from outside, he'll accept that as well.
Absolutely. Inner Swami and outer Swami is the same. So once you joined Radio Sai, I mean, you're someone who was actually into biosciences. And now all your talents find their full expression in Radio Sai. Because Sai Prakash is someone who is a wizard. I mean, he has magic in his hands. He, from graphics to art, from harmonium to sitar, from video editing to video animation, anything you give, it'll just beautifully blossom. So don't you feel that, you know, Swami has put you in the right place?
Swami always puts us in the right place. In fact, you have more magic in your words than I have with my, you know, abilities. Nevertheless, initially when Swami was actually selecting few of us, Prakash Bharatkar and myself, we were in the same interview. Swami called us. And actually we didn't know, you know, and there was another brother whom Swami called, three of us. And Professor Venkatraman was there and the Vice Chancellor and the Registrar, all of them were seated. Swami told Professor Venkatraman, Adugu, you ask your questions. And so he said, I want students with computer science background. So I want people who can, you know, do coding, who can, and his idea was to make a database of all Swami's discourses, etc.
Oh, wow. So that's how Radio Sai work started.
That's how it started.
Wow.
So
make a database of
That's way back in 2001.
Wow.
And possibly around this time or earlier in September 2001, because October 1st, 2001 is when we joined.
Oh, wow.
So this will complete 17 years.
Yes.
So at that time, his idea was, and then Swami asked Prakash and he said, Swami, I've done my computer science, mathematics, master's in my computer science. Swami said, very good boy. Now, what does that make me? Because I had no idea of computers. And he looked at me and he asked, what do you know about computers? I said, Swami, I don't know anything about computers. I said, Swami, I'm a bioscience student. Very frankly, I thought, okay, I'll end up teaching here or I'll end up doing something. Hmm. I never thought what I'll do. The option was not there to go out, but yes. What I will do in this yes. setup, yeah. I had no idea. So I said, Swami, I have no idea. Then the registrar said, in undergraduate, you had some computer course and all that. I said, sir, that was just a theory, but I really didn't yeah. pick up any of this. And then I thought, I've lost the job.
Oh, my God.
I lost the job. But then Swami, because you said harmonium and sitar, then Swami said, idatla vaistunavara, idatla nerchukunnav.
How did you learn
How did you learn the harmonium? Wow. How did you learn and how did you learn this?
Oh, wow.
So Swami said, so I was still playing sitar in the mandir. Swami said, how did you learn this? You just learned it out of interest. That's it.
Wow.
So he said, in the same way you learn this computer also, take namaskar.
Wow.
So that was the biggest hurdle that I had. That was, I had no idea. To stay with Swami, do you need knowledge? As Swami said. Wow. I had no knowledge of computers. In fact, I was so dumb, I didn't know what is a left click and right click. How do you start? I mean, it's so complicated that you have a hard drive, then you have folders. In that certain folders, it was like quite a lot to grasp. But I think as you start working.
Yes, I think all the obstacles just got cleared. I'm reminded of how in Kodaikanal, Swami asked you to play the Ganesha song, Vatapi, on the sitar, and he created actually a Ganesha, beautiful Ganesha for you.
Right. Swami, actually, I told Swami, I don't know the song.
Yes.
Then Swami started singing.
Yes.
So line by line, as Swami was singing, I was just playing.
Wow. And so that is how he's cleared all the obstacles. And it's been a joy, isn't it, working Absolutely. In Radio Sai?
Absolutely. See, the thing is, at that time, Swami said, I'm putting you under Professor Venkatraman.
Oh, wow.
I'm putting you under Professor Venkatraman. No, Venkatraman kinda pani chahi. You work under Venkatraman.
Very clear.
Very clear. So, 17 years we've been working yes. under sir and learnt a lot. Yes. Learnt a lot and how, if you have conviction that something is a good work, you should go ahead.
Yes.
And Swami will always support and Swami. So, we have gone through lots of ups and downs, yes. as always. But, like, one thing which I wanted to point to is like, people think, oh, working in Prashanthi Nilayam is heaven and you know, it's such a joy ride and all that. Well, it's not. It's really not because...
It is thrilling and chilling like everywhere else.
Like everywhere else. But the beauty is, it's all a reflection from inside.
Yes.
So if you have obstacles inside,
yes.
Swami will make you face the worst fears.
Yes.
Swami will make you face your biggest opposition, yes. your, you know, biggest
yes.
challenges.
Yes.
And till you face them and overcome
yes.
them,
yes.
it's the same whether
you're Because whether there. You're in Prashanthi Nilayam or elsewhere, you have to grow spiritually.
And that's all Swami is interested in.
And that is the only thing that Swami is interested in. And you know, and it's very interesting you mentioned about how Bhagwan said work under Venkatraman. And we are actually standing here next to Sri Satya Sai archives, which right. was Professor Venkatraman's, one of his life's dreams, isn't
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, absolutely. This is a fantastic monument and yes. it's a temple in its own right
yes.
because this is going to house the entire collection of audio, video, photographs, yes. everything.
Yes.
And Swami's manuscripts, handwritten manuscripts.
And at Radio Sai, you're going to work on this treasure.
Exactly. There is one, you know, defining what we are doing in Radio Sai.
Yes.
One of those days in 2004, I think, 2003, 2004, I was standing in the Kulwant Hall mm-hmm. and shooting the regular yes. program. I think it was Shivratri or something. Couple of days after the function, Swami called me and he said, hey, what are you doing there?
Camera
you're going on turning the camera this side and that side. What will you do with all this? So he asked, what will you do with all this? Then I said, Swami, we will show it to devotees. Oh, devotees will be happy. Then you do it.
Oh, wow.
So, it was a message like,
yes.
hello, you're not allowed to stand because yes. yeah. you are something.
You like it or, you know, for your own personal
You're here to
joy.
Serve the devotees.
Yeah. If you're doing anything for the devotees, fine. Go ahead.
That's true.
My blessings are there. Fantastic. And I think that is such a powerful message for all of us. You know, if we are doing something for others, if we are doing something which is part of Bhagwan's work, his blessings are there, his benediction is there, and his energy is there.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Param.
So that was Vedha Sai Prakash sharing his utsah moment of how he became a part of Sai Sanidhi. Sai Sanidhi is a group of students who have been given the chance by Bhagwan to serve in his institutions, whether in Prashanthi Nilayam, Brindavan, or in Madanahalli. If you're following the episodes of Outside Inside, Deep Inside regularly, you would know that on the first Thursday of every month since June 2018, we are having this series on the Vrindavan campus commemorating 50 years of this institution. So we will have the next episode on this series on November 1st, 2018, the next Thursday, Learning with Love in Vrindavan. So the next episode will come where we'll continue the discussion on how Bhagwan shaped this campus. I had the chance to talk to some of the teachers there who have been serving in this college for 35, 40 years or more. Their entire life has been a saga of sincere dedication to Bhagwan. And one of them is Dr. Subramanyam sir, as all the students know him, who has been teaching mathematics and computer science for more than 41 years in the Vrindavan campus. I had the chance to capture his moments of inspiration.
Your word utsah triggered off my own utsah.
Okay.
When I came here 41 years back, as a young lad of 17 years, joined in 1977. Swami came to Vrindavan from Puttaparthi after 3 days. He had been there. He came after 3 days. I remember that excitement. Somebody screamed, Swami! All rushed down. Where? Don't know. Followed everyone. Rushed to Mandir.
Mm.
I still vividly recall my first darshan of Swami as a student.
Mm-hmm.
I've been coming to Vrindavan as a devotee with my parents for darshan for about 6 months earlier. There you are seated in Sai Ram Shed, the whole darshan area.
Mm.
Sai Ram Shed, seated in lines, rows, with discipline.
The beautiful tree.
and
the Krishna statue.
Running for a place, catching a place. But once you are seated, it's totally discipline.
Mm.
But here we have students milling around, even teachers joining. Utter chaos. Amidst all that, Swami is serenely standing, unperturbed and full of joy. That was my first experience as a student.
You were enraptured by it?
Yes. It was my father actually who inspired me to join this place as a student.
Mm-hmm.
2 years earlier, I started going for bhajans and samiti activities. And that time my father got inspired. He said, my son, hey, you should join Swami's college as a student.
So it was he who
put the thought into me.
Okay, wow.
I didn't do any deep studies. I was not some kind of academically minded. In those days, nobody was career oriented. Father said, join. But in my class, I was always very good in maths. So my classmates, they said, why didn't you apply for IIT?
Okay.
You'll surely get a seat. Then I don't know what prompted me to say. I said, I'm joining Satya Sai College. My father wants me to join.
Okay.
So, okay, apply in both places. I said, no. You should apply in one place. If I don't get, then what if you don't get? Then let me see. But I should not apply in two places. They thought I am mad. Something instinctively made me say that. But of course the entrance was very smooth. I got in easily. It was just an oral interview by the wardens and the principal. I got in, the days passed. I come from a very religious and spiritual background. I was inculcated into Bharatiya culture and I liked many aspects of Bharatiya culture. So this setup and this routine, I fell in love with it. I liked it. I didn't have any problem adjusting to it. Now, with the food, I had some problem, but I managed to adjust. I learned. I decided I should accept. At home, I had the freedom, but here I realized, as part of the routine, I should accept. Food was a minor problem only. But the routine fascinated me. I slowly started liking this place. Above that, Swami's personality, his style, lifestyle, his way of talking, his utterances, they all fascinated me. I was not one of those, like, I still envy some who could rush, go near Swami. I was very shy and innately I was shy. But from a distance, I admired Swami, I worshipped him. And as slowly as the months passed, as the first year was ending, some of the conviction grew that I must stay on in this place.
You already started feeling that?
I started feeling
that. This first year of you as a student?
In my first year, just that I wanted to stay. And in those days, to be permanently staying with Swami, one assured method was to become a teacher. There's some seniors, 5 or 6 seniors who were there that time. So to be, if you're a teacher, you'll stay forever with Swami.
Because student means only 3 years, 5 years.
3 years, 5 years.
Yes.
So I decided I'll become a teacher.
Oh, okay.
And teaching was always my strong point.
Okay.
I just want to recall some incidents from the school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the habit in the school. The senior most student in the last year of schooling the students become teachers on the teacher's day. And I was given, actually I was one of the organizers, I was given mathematics and physics. At the last minute, biology also came to my lab.
Oh, okay.
So three subjects I taught, 3 hours for 7th standard, 6th standard, like that. After the class, I was really surprised when they taught me maths and physics. They came running and said, "Sir, you must teach us daily. Please come to us every day. We want you."
Oh, wow.
That was a nice experience.
It came naturally to
you. It came, teaching came naturally.
Fantastic.
Then after I joined as a student also, in those days, it continues even today. The senior students help the junior students. They take coaching classes. And I remember in my 3 years of staying plus 2 years later, 5 years, I have taught PUC syllabus, entire syllabus, so many times. Boys will come, come on, teach me this, teach me that. I have taught my own classmates, I have taught. So the teaching was there, was going on. Actually, if I recall, in my much younger days, somewhere once I was asked to write some essay. What do you want to become? Something like that. I remember writing, I want to become a doctor. If not, I want to become a teacher.
Okay.
Sometime in 5th or 6th standard, I wrote. Now, doctor thing was taken out of my hands because biology was my failing. I was never good at drawing. For that very reason, I lost biology. So, teaching was in my lab. Now, what roles for me had for me?
Yes.
As an interesting...
You should come to that
progress.
Now.
Yes. As the degree got over, in those days, no institute was not. The 1980, I finished.
Correct.
The institute had not come to existence. So, it was a practice that whoever wants to stay on will approach for me. He will permit us to go to Bangalore city by staying here.
Okay.
Either Central College or Bangalore University. He'll personally tell us which subject to do. I was good in maths, so somebody told me, you'll apply maths. Well, I was not sure if I applied physics, chemistry, mathematics. Somebody said, you may get MSc statistics, you got a good percentage. Applied statistics also after 10 rupees application form. We applied and Swami will tell us. Waited for Swami to tell. Waited. I got MSc statistics admission.
Okay.
So I went and told Swami, what should I do? I left the decision to him. He just listened to me. He told some things about statistics, good things. Then he made a statement. I almost thought that he wanted me to do statistics. Then he said, if you want to listen to Swami, take mathematics.
Oh, wow. Very clear message. Very clear. Want to listen to Swami,
Na mata vinalante, maths teesko.
Wow.
Mathematics teesko. I did namaskar and got up. He continued. He said, afterwards there will be lot of jobs. Tarvata jobs chala untai.
Oh, okay.
Came back to the hostel. When I shared this with my seniors, teachers and even the warden, it was a heated discussion. Because in the department at that time, there were 4 teachers, there were only 3 positions. So one teacher extra. Then my seniors were in first PG, who will finish second PG and would like to join, they wanted to stay on.
Oh.
2 seniors. And Swami is saying, afterwards there will be a lot of jobs. He said, do something, take back statistics. I said, nothing doing, I've given my commitment, I'll stay by that. 1.5 year passed, my second MSc. Meantime, the institute came into existence. Here there were some disturbances and some movements. Can you believe that? In my second PG, around this time, there was one full-time vacancy, one part-time vacancy in the mathematics department.
Wow.
Afterwards, there will be a lot of jobs. Principal used to call when he used to meet him, Subramanian, when are you finishing? When will you come and join? I think invite.
Wow.
This is what Swami is.
And I think there were times when you single-handedly managed the department here, isn't it?
Well, that full-time and part-time continued in the future also, continued taking.
Wow. Fantastic, sir. I mean, so that is how the divine mathematics worked out your life.
PG mathematics passed and I became a teacher. But it's not that when I became a teacher, Swami didn't call and say, you become a teacher, you should do this, you should do that. I don't ever remember Swami calling us. He used to call us as a group of teachers. Never explicitly saying, hey, as a teacher, you are doing this, you should not this. Nothing. I still remember to our pride, that we learnt what Swami wanted from us. We learnt and instinctively,
yes,
it just grew into
just
that.
Living with Swami.
What we should do, what we should not do, what is expecting from us, what we should not do. And we could understand and interpret Swami's looks, his gestures, facial expressions, or sometimes brief messages. One whispered word, we learnt how to understand and react.
Yes.
The reaction was very important. We grew into that. It has been a great challenge.
Beautiful connect happened with Swami, whether he speaks or he does not speak.
Sometimes by not speaking also.
By not speaking.
Just a glance you have to catch.
Yes, yes. But I think there were times when Swami once you decided to dedicate your life, and you said your parents were very keen also that you should serve Swami, isn't it?
Yes, I should cover that angle also.
Uh-huh.
I remember in my first year, my parents were in Bangalore and I was in the hostel. I got admission. My father was crazy for darshan. That's the right word. Crazy for darshan. He'll run like mad. He'll catch a bus from Bangalore city and reach here to catch the position. You have to put a newspaper and reserve your place. Just to come running. Then he thought, why should I move up and down? Because he has to come here for darshan, then go for office, which was the other side of the house, of a home. He, without telling me, one fine day he said, I found a house in Kadugodi, we shifted here.
Oh, okay.
I was in a dilemma now. I said, if he's in Kadugodi, how can I be in the hostel?
Is that a problem?
I thought it was a problem.
Okay.
I imagined a problem. So I thought, then I thought I should work out a solution. I went to warden, like this, they've come. He said, it's okay. So no, sir, what will Swami think? Really, they're coming for darshan. Swami will see them there. Would you like to ask Swami that is it okay if my parents are in Kadugodi and they stay in the hostel?
He
said, if you want to, I'll ask. Actually, he didn't want to. It was not an issue for him. But it was a good thing that he asked because this brings out Swami's nobility and Swami's way of thinking. What his attitude is. Because often people feel that Swami kept his people, he didn't allow them to go. But I want to narrate this loud and clear. Swami asked what his parents are feeling.
Oh, wow.
Counter asked, when warden mentioned this, instead of asking whether we want him to be here, find out whether his parents want him to be in the hostel when they are staying there.
Find out whether parents are happy with
they want, yes, happy my being here away from them.
Wow.
I had an answer for that. Warden told Swami, Swami, they want him to be here. In that case, we have no objection. This is Swami's reaction. But see, his parents' views, this is Swami's view. When I finished my first degree, vacation came, Swami used to stay on here. And the hostel mess will stop. What about the food? Those of us who used to stay, used to go to the canteen that time. First day I went, second day I went, my classmates are there. Third day somebody asked me, hey, are you foolish? Your parents are in Kadugodi, go and eat there.
Why are you eating the canteen?
I was not sure. So my friend told, okay, I went there. My mother's face bloomed, she made something nice. I had lunch there. Next day I walked in at about 10 o'clock after darshan. He said, my father asked, why have you come?
Oh, why have you come?
Oh, how can I thank you for lunch to my own mother? Then I said, see, why are you getting attached? Why are you coming every day?
Oh my God.
So please take to the right spirit what their thought were. Mother said that.
Why are you getting attached?
Why are you getting attached? These are my mother's words.
Oh my God.
I was shocked first. I never again went after that for lunch or breakfast. He used to meet me here after darshan.
They were so clear that this is a son who should serve Swami and he should have Swami as the priority. If he has to get attached to anything, he should get attached only to Swami.
It is only when I grew later, maturity came, that they sacrificed the love.
They sacrificed. Yeah.
They buried the love.
I mean, you can imagine how difficult it would have been for the mother to say that, for the parents to say that. Which parent will not want their son to come home every day and have food with them?
And nothing would have happened. I come for darshan, go for darshan.
But they are so eager that their son should work for Swami, should not have any
other
sort
distraction.
Of any other
no distraction. Even parents, they felt, was a distraction.
Even they felt we were a distraction to his concentration on Swami. Wow. It's phenomenal, sir.
I'm sure that...
And you are what you are to me because of such glorious, such blessed parents, sir. Really.
It's that the routing which parents have given,
that
must have gone into my psyche, that must have made me stay on like this, think like
and
this.
And if I know right, when your father was not well, Swami took great care, isn't it?
Yes, I wanted to mention this. Parents wanted us to stay here. We spent all our time, often vacations we spent here. But then what about a family? That's where Swami came in. From his side, he took care of the family.
He took care.
Each and every one of us has an incident to narrate. I would like to narrate one incident.
Sure, please, sir.
There was a time when father was suffering from diabetes.
Okay.
And the condition grew worse. It was not detected well in time. So one fine day, he developed a severe diarrhea and the conditions grew worse. To cut a long story short, we admitted him in the general hospital in Puttaparthi. I'll tell you the severity of the condition. From what I know, 300 plus count of diabetes count is considered high. He was diagnosed with 600 plus.
Oh my God.
Dr. Bhagwat diagnosed.
Oh my God.
He was shocked. He said, he told the nurse was taking care. She happened to be my mother's friend's daughter.
Okay.
So she confided. Doctor told, this man will not survive tonight. I am going off, tell me tomorrow. It was like that.
Oh my God.
The next day morning, his BP was below 50 by 30.
Oh my God.
Sugar was uncontrolled. Pulse was very low. So I asked the doctor, sir, what should I tell Swami? Your words, official words. Go and tell Swami, Dr. Bhagwat told, he will not survive. You go and tell, inform all your close relatives. So I went and sat for darshan. Swami asked doctor, him chepadu. Say, how Swami also correctly responded? I was ready with doctor's words. What did doctor tell? Swami, doctor told like this. Doctor, kuch nahi malum. Nothing will happen to your father.
Doctor does not know anything.
Does not know anything. And again, incidents happened. Then Swami said, I will come and see your father.
Oh.
In the hospital.
Wow.
That caused great excitement at the GH. Because something had happened 2.5 years earlier. Swami stopped coming, he was upset. For 2.5 years, he had not come to GH. He just didn't come.
Oh my God.
Because of some incident, he was upset. No, when they heard that Swami is coming, the entire hospital was refurbished. And they shifted father to a bigger room so that they all can assemble there.
When Swami
now darshan quickly shifted.
Oh my God.
We waited, he didn't come.
Oh.
He didn't come.
Oh.
That evening, he didn't come. Next evening, he didn't come. Third day morning, he came.
Oh.
Third day morning, he came.
Beautiful.
Now, I want to convey the greatness of Swami, the power of Swami, what he is, that even though apparently he is answering somebody's doubts or answering, fulfilling somebody's prayer, the entire world is at his command. Other things are also happening.
So many dimensions he's working.
That day evening, when he said he'll come, morning he didn't come. That day evening, one primary school boy had a fracture, high fever, he was admitted. Next day, one Prashant Liam had a senior school boy, student, broke his leg during a sports meet practice.
Oh,
he was admitted. Third day, Swami's sister Venkamma was admitted.
Ooh.
Fourth day he came. He visited everybody.
Oh my God.
He did not say, I'm coming. He didn't say, I'm coming this moment. But he did come in a subtle way. That morning when we expected him, we thought that bhajans will get over, 9 to 9.30 bhajans. By 9.45 we'll come. By around 9.45, father's BP increased.
Oh.
It kept on steadily increasing during that morning session. At one stage, at about 9.45, doctor said, let's keep him off support and see. From that moment, his BP was 110 by 76 steadily.
Oh,
he did come.
So he was on divine support.
Divine support.
Not on
the divine man.
The hospital's life support.
So like this, there are so many incidents I can narrate where he took care of the family.
Wow.
And when we approached him with any problem, any of us, he was there to give succor.
Wow, amazing. I think in 41 years of serving, I think there'd be so many such moments, isn't it?
Many moments.
So many. And your heart only goes out in gratitude, like when you look at your life, when you look at how he has filled your life with such blessed moments.
I just want to narrate one small humorous incident.
Sure.
That brings out our relationship with the student, teacher's relationship with the students. Normally some guest or some elder comes, somebody who's changed to the place, they often ask us, are you married? Or what's your wife doing? And we'll have to explain to them, no, I'm single, I'm not married. One person went one step ahead. He met me, where some of his teachers were around, we were talking, how many children do you have? Spontaneously it came to me, sir, about 100 every year.
Wow.
Everybody laughed. That man didn't know what happened. But that's all right. It's not beyond humor. That's what it is.
As Swami says, how Swami told the initial teachers,
yes,
these are your prema putras. You know, these are the children of true love.
We try to live up to that.
Yeah. And you have, in fact, so many students have been benefited and are still being benefited. And you are teachers, I know, even if tomorrow, probably in a year you're retiring, sir. Two years, even if you retire, I know you will just retire.
Officially,
you will just retire.
Hopefully you can continue.
And you will continue to not only teach, can look after the hostel activities.
But whatever role he prescribes.
Yes, I know how you look after the hostel library. Someone who's really inculcated the habit of reading in students. I myself is a beneficiary of the hostel library.
Really?
How you ensured that, boys, if they have spare time, they have to spend that time in reading good literature.
Knowledge-oriented entertainment.
Yes, knowledge.
We call it.
It's really wonderful, and it's so heartening also to see that, you left your life completely in Swami's mission, in His hands, and now in every second of your life, you have seen Swami's hand in everything that you did. He looked after your family. He gave you a beautiful family. At the same time, He looked after your earthly family and filled your life with So much of inspiring moments, sir.
And really. I'm truly convinced that your life is better lived in this manner.
Wow, fantastic. Thank you so much, sir.
So that was Subramaniam sir from the Vrindavan campus. The story of every teacher there is something like this. Let me now bring you the conversation that I had with Sundareshan sir, who has been teaching the students chemistry in the Vrindavan campus again for more than 4 decades. His life too is a very beautiful tale of absolute dedication to Bhagwan's mission.
As you told, I first had Swami's darshan in Prashantalam the year 1966. And later I came and joined the bhajan group in also Samiti. And slowly was introduced to various good, noble practices which any human being has to follow. And very often I used to come to Vrindavan and have Swami's darshan. And Swami used to interact with our Balavikash group quite often. And I was very fortunate to be present when the college was inaugurated on June 9th, 1969.
Oh, wow. You were there.
I was there.
Wow.
The college was inaugurated. I saw later, I used to come very often and Swami used to interact with the boys for more than an hour and a half. And as a devotee, I was sitting in the Sairam shed and I used to hear boys laughing.
You were a little one then.
Yes, I was very small and maybe a faint thought would have
sprouted
come in my mind that I should also be part of this college. Days passed. Slowly I wanted to become a test cricketer. So I joined what is known as a cricket club near my residence. And I started practicing. We used to have bhajans daily in our house. And once I started practicing cricket, so it was to be late. And by the time I come back, the bhajans used to get over. As usual, there are politics everywhere. I used to put my heart and soul to practice. And I was a specialist in close-in fielding.
Okay.
And they put me as a 12th man.
Oh.
So that after somebody bats, I was asked to field in his place. And that's how things happened. So I became very depressed because I didn't get what I wanted. Though I had the talent, for several reasons they didn't select me. And it went on like this. And in 10th standard, I wanted to ensure that my progress in becoming a test cricketer is faster. Fortunately, by Swami's grace, I selected for the summer coaching camp in Karnataka.
Okay.
For 3 months, I went there. I was coached by reputed state cricketers. And after I returned back from 11th standard, I was not very keen on joining Swami's college.
Oh.
For one reason, I wanted to become a test cricketer. Though I have seen the college being inaugurated, having seen Swami interacting with the boys, but my penchant for cricket was so strong that I didn't want to be part of the college.
Young blood, energy.
And Swami allowed this to grow.
Yes.
In fact, 11th standard, my parents asked me to apply since they were very keen that I should be a student in Swami's institution. To please them, I applied. And I was interviewed. The principal was very happy with me when he came to know that I'm a Balavika student. And he said, yes, you can pay the fees. At that time, part of the Bangalore Pre-University Board. Then my cousin brother, who was in 2nd BCom, I asked him.
He was already studying.
He was already studying in 2nd BCom. He was also a cricketer.
Oh.
He was also very mad at cricket, but Swami used to give him a lot of chances. So I asked him. It's because of their family we came to Swami in 1966. And he told me, no, we do play cricket, but we are not very serious about it. Immediately I knew this is not the place for me to grow faster and become a test cricketer.
Not a place for me.
Yes, my desire to become a test cricketer may not be fulfilled if I join Swami's college. There's no other attraction for me except cricket. And then I went back and joined the junior college where I had earlier studied schooling also. And then this was the craze was becoming more and more. And one fine day, somehow I happened to read a book, Summer Showers in Vrindavan, 1973.
Swami's Discourses.
Swami's Discourses. The theme of the summer course was Bhajgovindam.
Ah, yes.
And after I read the book, it's something very, what I should say, my whole life transformed.
Oh.
My perception of the world changed. I suddenly lost the craze for cricket. And my mind turned towards the Lord.
Oh.
And people were shocked that how somebody was so mad after that, I should call addict. I was addicted to cricket. Hmm. And suddenly that addiction just gave way. Oh. When I was telling somebody, if anybody has to remove this addiction, it is only God. And through this Bhajan Govindam, Swami ensured that his plan is slowly starting for me. Hmm. And I stopped playing cricket. I still love to play cricket, but that craze left me. Hmm. And slowly I found myself so calm and serene. Depression vanished in a trice.
Wow.
And I didn't have friends. I never used to go to movies. Hmm. I never used to read even novels. Hmm. So my life was only studies and Swami. And 12th standard, in spite of all that, I had problem with Hindi. Because I didn't study right from first standard. Somewhere in the middle I started reading Hindi. I loved the language even till today, but I was not very confident writing exam in Hindi. So that prevented me from applying for Swami's college in 1977.
Okay.
So I didn't want, I told my parents, either I'll do engineering or I'll do BDS. My brother is already an MBBS doctor. And my parents said, it's fine. And they told me, but they didn't send the application form. I said, in case I don't get engineering or medicine, I will first preference Swami's college. So they didn't apply, but they sent the application from Satya Sai College. And within a few days, call letter came.
Your parents had applied?
Yes.
Okay.
I said, anyway, apply in case I don't get. I didn't know that they didn't send the engineering and everything was ready, but they didn't tell me that they didn't send the engineering and medicine application.
Oh, your parents are very clear that they wanted
they wanted me to join.
Yes, Swami.
Anyway, it's all
Swami's design. Yes.
Swami's design.
Yes.
And then applied immediately. Within 3 days, I was asked to join the hostel. I joined the hostel for the first time, and Swami was not there. I joined on June 29, 1977. And for the first time I was staying in a hostel, away from parents, and boys were very, very loving. And next day I came to the college, where the physics teacher was a little harsh, used to come from city. It's but natural for teachers to warn the students in case they feel the subject is not their cup of tea. Generally he told the students, see, science is really difficult, it's not very easy. Those of you who feel science is difficult, now tell if you can change to arts.
Okay.
And like a small kid was not matured enough. The next day I wrote a small postcard to my parents. I said, hostel is beautiful, students are so loving, but this teacher is very harsh. I don't want to be here. I don't want to continue BSc. I want to come back. And then after they got the postcard next day, they sent the application for engineering and BDS.
Oh, okay.
And July 7th, 1977, after a week, Swami came to Vrindavan. And my interview was scheduled on 9th July 1977 for an engineering course. When I asked the warden, said he can't go. Once he joined as it is now, it was even that time the same procedure was followed. You can't leave the hostel. And the Swami came, and within a few days, Swami used to interact with all the students. I was standing in the line. My sisters used to come every day and put rangoli in front of Swami's mandir. And we had a nice hybrid variety pomegranate tree in my house. My sister got two big pomegranates and gave it to me and said, offer it to Swami. So in the evening, I was holding both the pomegranates. Swami was there, all the boys were standing. And Swami came, I offered it to Swami. Swami said, bad boy.
Oh.
I was wondering why Swami was saying bad boy. Swami said, why did you buy this? I said, Swami, I didn't buy, it was homegrown. Swami is very happy. Love is more than sufficient, Swami said. And immediately, Swami said, send it to my kitchen upstairs. And Swami immediately created locket for me.
So, locket. So, what was there in the locket?
Swami's portrait.
Swami's image.
Swami's portrait, image. But Swami created without a chain. Just a locket. And I had used a thread to tie it around my neck. And my mother said that she will make a gold chain and give me later. But this happened. I never wanted to remove the locket when I used to wear it. The thread I had... And there is again, a little later I didn't know for what Swami exactly gave. Maybe I knew there is a purpose behind for what Swami gave me this. And within a few weeks, I should say, Swami put me in a spiritual cauldron.
Oh.
I became so restless. Nothing to do with lust. Nothing to do with this. But I don't know why my mind became so restless. Very restless. It was not just for a day or two. It was for weeks, months. And the one request was Swami's name. So day in, day out, I used to chant bhajans. That's how I started bhajan singing. Right from the time I get up till I sleep, I used to hum Swami's bhajans. And even when I was brushing my teeth, I used to hum Swami's bhajans. And even when I was studying, I used to sing Swami's bhajans. That was the only request for me. I didn't know what to do. I was so restless. And fortunately, Swami had created a beautiful opportunity. Swami was upset with the boys during that period. And you know, the hostel was very morose. Swami never used to talk to the boys. And they used to sing very like Daya Karohe Daya Nide bhajans in the hostel. And that's the time where I was shedding tears. I didn't know what to do. Because the only request was thinking about Swami. And this went on for some time. And as I said, Swami created a locket. I used to catch the locket and pray to him so much. And because this happened, I went to the library. I was hunting for books which can give me some solution to this. I read many books on saints and sages. Then I read Bhagavatam by Kamala Subramaniam. After reading Bhagavatam, my love for Krishna became so intense. I was so thrilled the same Krishna is now with us. So one day after reading a chapter, I went for darshan. Those days, there was no songs or Vedam. Swami used to come anytime. We don't know when Swami will come. But when Swami had already come, Swami is standing near the door, the old bungalow. And as soon as I went, Swami saw me. I just went and stood in one corner. And as soon as I saw me, Swami just put his leg as Krishna used to put, crossed leg. For a few seconds. And immediately Swami was again back to his normal pose and Swami talking to the boys. So he was reciprocating the
love. It was very clear to you.
Yes, very clear. Because immediately after I just went for a few seconds, Swami did, and immediately again Swami was standing in the normal pose.
Glimpse of what you were in love with.
Intensity.
Yes.
Swami reciprocated.
Wow.
And this continued. I started reading books on Namdev, Tukaram. And suddenly again, the same Panduranga whom they cried and they lived for Panduranga. The same Panduranga is with us. With the same intensity, I went again. And even that day, Swami came out early. And Swami is talking to the boys. When I went, Swami was holding one hand and keeping on his hip and talking to the boys. So as soon as I went, Swami took the other hand and kept it on the other hip.
Vitala.
Vitala. Here, just for a few seconds.
Just for you.
Nobody will ever know why Swami is doing it. And that's how my love for Swami became more and more. And I was thinking, what should I do to earn Swami's grace and love? So I read many books on surrender. And that's how slowly things happened. And I said, come what may, I'm not going to leave. And in my third year, Swami said, there is no vacancy here. Parthi College just started, no PG in Parthi. Swami said, after degree, all of you go out. There is no vacancy here. You leave. So very strongly, Swami sent word to the warden that all the boys after graduation should leave the hostel. And I determined, Sudarshan was a great inspiration, the warden, Sudarshan. It's a great inspiration to me. Because when he was a student, he used to come from IIT, from Delhi. And he used to have a small bag. He used to keep the bag in the railway station and have Swami's darshan. 1 or 2 days he'll sleep in the railway station. He'll have bath in the railway station.
Oh my God.
Cold water bath, 4 o'clock in the morning. And then after 2 days, he used to go back to Delhi. Sometimes he used to get the bag and keep it near the coconut grove. A lot of trees are there. And sometimes the monkey used to take the bag and run off. And immediately the next day, the same day, he used to leave for Delhi.
He was in IIT Delhi.
IIT Delhi. And later on he became a warden after his MSc. And I was thrilled after hearing the story. I have determined, Swami, come what may. Even I will also stay in the railway station if need be. I am not going anywhere. Whether I have deservedness or no deservedness, whether I have done so much of punya, I don't know. I am going to be with you.
Wow.
So that Swami indirectly responded. I used to serve tea in the hostel those days. Many times I used to be working in the kitchen. On March 30th, when I was serving tea, a lot of murmur around. Boys are talking that Swami had selected 5 boys as the best all-round students. And Swami is coming in the evening to give some token of love to all the boys. And that was so intense. I used to be very quiet when I was a student. I hardly used to talk to anyone. And I used to keep singing bhajans in the bathrooms also. I used to sing very loudly bhajans. The Swami said, you should open the tap according to the shruti, you should sing the bhajans. So I never minded somebody is making fun of me. In fact, in one when I was having a bath, nice vibhuti fragrance was there. When I was taking bath, after I used to sing very loudly. I didn't bother what the other people used to think. And this happened on 30th, and I heard that my name is not in the list. And it became more louder and louder. Many were saying, Sundarshan should have been in the list. Why his name is not there? And then maybe Swami wanted to see how I react with him. Never I got a thought.
Pai Swami didn't select me. I am so good. I am very quiet.
You didn't feel like that?
No, I never felt that I am so falling. Most of the things what
everyone is thinking, why your name is not there?
I never felt, no, see, I am falling so many things. I am very quiet. I don't read storybooks. I don't read novels. And I don't talk much. I'm falling to extent, apparently falling Swami's command. And then the thought never came. I said, what this boy should have done to earn Swami's grace and love? What this other boys would have done to earn Swami's grace and love? The thought was so intense for me. And I didn't bother about why I didn't get. This thought preoccupied for a very, very long time. And suddenly around, just half an hour before Swami came to the hostel, the warden sends word, Sundarishan, come, Swami has selected you as one of the, for mischievous reason, somebody was dropped and my name was included.
Oh, wow.
And it was like a prelude to my birthday. The next day was my birthday.
Oh.
And that day Swami said, oh, all of you stay here. Whoever was selected as the best ordinary student, Swami is given permission. All of you can stay in the hostel and you can continue your post-graduation in Central College, Bangalore.
Oh,
and
wow.
How beautifully Swami responded to this prayer.
Amazing, amazing. Even though you left test cricket, you passed God's test. and you did so amazingly well. After that, you got the chance to continue to stay with Swami.
And it never happened, never before such a function was held, never after such a function was held in the hostel.
Hostel.
Later on, the college and the institute had this own best ordinary student award. Never it happened in the hostel level. Maybe, I don't know. Because of my prayer, Swami created this opportunity for me.
Swami, the mark of a Sai student, the mark of someone who's an all-rounder is how steady you are in your mind. Come what may. Can we all the time think that whatever happens is for my good? Whatever happened is, that is what Swami wants for me. No jealousy, no anger, no disturbance, tranquil state. You were that at that point in time. Amazing. Just as a student, as you are saying, you know, Swami was working in you so much. And especially that Namasmana probably that you did, probably that is something that led to so much of quietness of your inner self. Beautiful.
So sometimes, no, I used to be so afraid to live in the inner calmness. I used to go and talk to somebody to go out of it. It's really frightening to...
Sometimes.
It was so serene and calm within. Yeah. Sometimes I used to go and ensure, you know, I'm out of this. Sometimes it was literally frightening. I don't know how they should put it in that way.
Oh my God. But that was what kept you going, isn't it, sir? Here, like 40 years.
No, once you know he's the Lord of the universe, I didn't have any human being as an inspiration. In the sense, to some extent, on the worldly plane, like Sudarshan was one of the inspiration for me. In fact, I'm wearing white dress for the past 38 years now. I never wore a colored dress, except for three occasions where I was in the Bajgundam drama.
Otherwise, oh my God.
For the 38 years, I'm only on whites.
Oh my God.
And it's not by force, it's from source.
It's a choice.
Yes.
Yes. It's just the joy of being on that path.
And even the hair didn't want to be left behind. So naturally it's having the same color as the dress.
Hair is now matching up. Beautiful. Let's come to chemistry. So when did this love for chemistry happen?
In fact, when, as I said, I went back and joined 11th standard in St. Aloysius Junior College in Bangalore. There was a teacher who was a PhD in chemistry, organic chemistry. It was very rare to find teachers with a PhD degree teaching 11th standard. So here was the one, he saw the seed of interest in organic chemistry. He was the one who incited love for organic chemistry in 11th standard. So when I joined the degree, there was a professor P.S. Rao. He was also a professor of organic chemistry. And he had the good fortune of going behind Swami. And in fact, he worked with Professor C.V. Raman in Andhra University. They're all peers during that time. And he was the one who continued teaching organic chemistry here. I was good in mathematics, but my love for organic chemistry was very intense. I didn't know exactly what to do. Then in my second degree, Swami came in the dream, and Swami told me, I was sitting on a chair, big chair, and Swami said, come and take namaskar. Swami said, Swami loves chemistry very much.
Oh, Swami said
and
that.
I said, and then I took namaskar, and from that day, I said, I should become a chemist.
Wow.
So that's how
this lab has grown.
I started this, yes. He had a master plan for me. And then after my BAC, to cut short, it's difficult, I got admission in Bangalore University.
Okay.
And then after I finished my post-graduation, again, I didn't get the subject which I wanted. I was good in organic chemistry. I was third in the class. And still I was denied organic chemistry, which I loved so much. Because the first was a girl. They had a very peculiar way of allotting specialization. The first was a girl. She chose organic chemistry. The second was a girl. She chose inorganic. I was third. I was given physical chemistry. There's no choice. And the fourth student got a choice. The fourth student selected organic. The fifth student selected inorganic. And the fifth was a boy again. Only two of us. First, two of us were there, boys. Rest all girls. And the sixth student also wanted organic, but he was forced into physical chemistry. And I was so depressed. I didn't want. Mysterious are the ways of God. So anyway, I was asked to join MSc Physical Chemistry.
It's in Bangalore University.
Bangalore University. I didn't know Swami had master plan. After finished my post-graduation, Swami again sent word through the warden. Tell them there is no, because there is no vacancy in Puttaparthi. And Brindavan, the staff position was comfortable. They didn't want anybody here. And Swami said, there's no vacancy. After PG, all of you leave and go. And then I didn't want to go. Come what may, I said, I'm not going. And fortunately, Swami didn't ask us to go because we're not part of the institute, we're not part of the college, not part of anything else. Simply staying in the hostel. And one fine day, on July 22nd, Swami called the three of us, myself, Subramaniam, and one more student was there. Other two had joined already. When Amit Singh was there, he joined zoology, MSc. One more Suresh was there, he joined MSc botany. And then myself, Subramaniam, and one more Raghunathan was there. Then in the morning, when all the boys left, Swami called three of us. Ram Brahma was there. Swami called three of us in the interview room and Swami said, there is no vacancy now, all of you go home. And Swami told, I will write a letter and send word for you. If there is a need, I'll write a letter and send word for you. I had decided, come what may, Swami, I'm not leaving you and going. So the first student is from Kerala, he wanted to go back, so he took namaskar. In fact, he had not applied anywhere. And the second was Subramani was there. He instantly took namaskar. And the third, Swami, those days, if it is, Swami gives you namaskar and vibhuti prasadam, bye. That's what it was. So I said, Swami, no, I don't want to go. I hesitated. I'm not taking namaskar. Then Swami said, Rodha, that mischievous smile.
You don't want?
I was so tensed and Swami mischievously, Swami said, you don't, Rodha, potanano. He said, then I said, I just caught up, Swami said, Swami, you are the only refuge, I said. Because flashback. Make the best use of this opportunity. Swami had written one of the letters to the students. Make the best use of this opportunity. Even countless births will not get back this great good fortune. I said, come what? I'm not going. Swami gave namaskar. Then Swami went up. Then that boy went to city to book a train to Kerala. Myself, Subramani was standing. And in the evening, Swami came. Chakravarti was just up at the registrar. He was inside. The same day, person Anjali also was there. And 4 o'clock, suddenly Swami calls both of us inside the safe room. And Swami inquired about my father, what is doing, and I said, Swami is working in some Kengeri. Then Swami started a song in Kengeri, something with Kengeri. And ultimately Swami told Subramaniam's father, I'll give him a job in Adblock. And then Swami said, are you interested in research?
Oh, okay.
So that's how Swami said, both of you go to Parthi and do research. So that's how officially I'm the first research scholar of the institute.
Full time.
Shankar Subramaniam is a teacher and then he pursued research before me. But as I was the first official research scholar. So I went to Parthi. Swami sent me there.
And then the rest is history.
And then when I went, there's nobody in physical chemistry. I have to teach. So when I went there, how beautifully Swami answered my prayers. The professor was a specialist in organic chemistry. And I didn't want to work with plants. He asked me whether you want to work with plants or this. I couldn't tell him, he's a professor, how can I tell him? He was a specialist in natural products. So he told me, okay, you work in Eclipta alba, it's a very good plant for jaundice, you work on that. So within 3 weeks, I never knew what is asthma problem. So within 3 weeks, I got severe asthma in Puttaparthi, within 3 weeks. So professor felt, maybe you have allergic to plants, you don't work on the plants, you work on chemicals, synthetic organic chemistry. Using chemicals, we synthesize compounds. My desire was fulfilled. My desire to specialize in organic was fulfilled. And because I had a background in physical chemistry, I should take classes solid state chemistry for the first batch. In fact, Nayeshwar was my first batch of student, second PG. I taught in solid state chemistry. I never knew why Swami put me in physical chemistry in a mysterious way. And what I wanted,
I got both. Wow, amazing. Once you leave everything in God's hand, that is the story of everyone. You see God's hand in everything. Your life, to me, is someone who, through intense namasmarana, you know, steadied his mind so much that you are constantly in tune with Bhagwan. That's what, because this is something that Bhagwan himself shared on so many occasions. Whenever Swami used to talk about Sundareshan sir in interactions with students, Swami used to talk about how steady his mind is. Maybe, sir, you should share one of those, because I really want to hear it from you, what Bhagwan
maybe
said.
Maybe I should give the genesis. As I went to Parthi, as I said, I had severe asthma problem. So it was so severe, I was a teacher in the room, nobody was there. Full night I used to suffer so much. One day I couldn't talk because I couldn't stand, I couldn't sit. I didn't want to trouble anybody in the night. It was so bad it was. And I had a small Krishna statue with me. So I just got Krishna statue and slept. Because I can't sit, I can't stand, I can't lie down. It was so intense, I didn't want to wake up anyone. So there is a small Krishna, I just caught over Krishna's feet and I slept for some time. Then it was so calm and peaceful. I could see the body was suffering, but my mind was so calm and peaceful. Because I said I used to read a lot of books. I read a book on Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. When he had throat cancer, it was mentioned there.
Yes.
The body was suffering, but the mind was in bliss. Maybe Swami just gave me a small experience of that. And it went on like this. And in fact, the Chakravarti was a registrar. I was very serious 2-3 times. He was woken up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Because he was the only one who had a car nearby. There was no cycle rickshaws. He was woken up and 2-3 times early in the morning, he drove the car and took me to the hospital for treatment. And it went on like this. And I used to come quite often to Vrindavan, stay here and go to IAC for my library reference. Those days we didn't have internet facility. And 1988, towards the end of my research, for the first 2 years we didn't have the facility. After the first batch of MSc students passed out, along with them I joined for research. Then 1988, towards the end of my research, I came to Vrindavan. I did my library research in IAC. Then boys wanted to give letters to Swami. So they had given, I had taken the letter, it was on January 28th. So I sat in front in the portico, Swami came. So I gave the bunch to Swami. Swami removed the silver cover. Fortunately, it's still with me. The silver paper which Swami threw back to me, it's still with me. And Swami took the letters and Swami, I told Swami, Vrindavan boys have written letters to you. Swami is very happy. And then immediately Swami said something which I was so thrilled. Swami said, he has a very steady mind. He doesn't have much desires. He's really a flute. He's a flute, he said. Once in a while, bumps and jumps, Swami said. And then Swami asked, where is the Krishna? I said, Swami, you are the Krishna. Immediately I took namaskar. And then boy started calling me Bansi, Bansi, Bansi that time. And much later, quite a few times, Swami told me, why are you still holding the flute? Give it to me. I'll play divine music, he said.
Wow. Why are you still holding the flute? Give it to me. And if you see sir's life, his life is a melody of that purity, that melody of dedication to Swami that comes through absolute concentrated mind only on Bhagwan. And when you have that kind of a mind, your life becomes a life of service. And the whole campus in Vrindavan, where we are now, is replete with such stories. Swami has picked such beautiful souls to guide so many students, the students whom Bhagwan calls as his property. And these are the people who have shaped Bhagwan's property.
My penchant was research so intense, and that brought me more nearer to God. Because the more I dwell within, when I see the beauty of creation around,
yes,
I feel so thrilled.
Yes.
Because being a synthetic organic chemist, we know how difficult it is to synthesize even small molecules.
Yes.
You have to heat, you have to cool, a lot of things have to be done before you get a molecule.
Correct.
But nature does it so effortlessly, such complex molecule. And I feel so thrilled that here is the Lord who created.
Yes.
In fact, when I went to Cambridge and Oxford University, I was so thrilled. I used to tell the boys in the class that just one small electron difference, hydrogen and helium, the property changes tremendously. And even today, nobody has found out just the addition of a small particle which are not able to see electron.
Yes.
There is a vast difference in the properties. And when I went to Cambridge, this became more intense. I feel getting a Nobel Prize may not give you so much of joy as being with God. The great, the one who created the whole cosmos.
You got the chance to work for him.
Yes, you work for him. We are studying matter. We are not only studying matter, we are with the one who created the matter.
Master of matter.
Who created the matter.
Created the matter. Wow. And your life becomes a saga of his energy. His energy of love oursing through your veins. Thank you. Sayonara.
So that was Subramaniam sir from the Vrindavan campus. Yet another episode of Utsaha, the drive to dedicate oneself to Sai. And as I mentioned to you, he was from the Vrindavan campus. And in the next episode of Outside Inside Deep Inside, we'll continue our series on the Vrindavan campus, commemorating 50 years of this institution, learning with love in Vrindavan. So that's coming up on November 1st, 2018. Thank you so much for being with us through this lovely Thursday as we ruminate on his message. Thank you so much. Sairam.